The last few days have been emotional ones for the former president of the Walt Disney Company, Michael Ovitz. He's been reliving his short and unhappy tenure at the company, testifying in a case brought by shareholders. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Shareholders who filed suit against members of the board that presided at Disney when Ovitz was hired and fired in the mid-1990s portray him as a poor choice to serve as president of the entertainment giant. Ovitz has tried to show himself as a hard-working executive thwarted in his attempts to make shrewd deals for Disney. The culprits were his longtime friend Michael Eisner, then chairman of Disney as well as its chief executive, along with his top lieutenants. Ovitz spoke emotionally about his relationship with Eisner, at one point referring to him as a life partner.
I was best friends with this guy and his family. I love this guy like a brother. We spent holidays together. I was at the funeral of one of his parents. He was at the birth of my first son.
Ovitz said he is mystified that Eisner, who had known him so long, decided within a few weeks that he was turning out to be a failure at Disney. Ovitz said he kept trying but wasn't given a chance.
I was being left out of meetings. No one was talking to me. I had no idea what was going on, and things were happening around me in every direction. I was like cut out like cancer.
After he was fired, Ovitz said he was devastated to learn through papers made public in connection with this lawsuit that Eisner had generated internal memoranda discussing him in the most disparaging terms.
And I never will understand how a guy that lived with me could be with me so much and then write in a memo that he never sent me, that I'm a liar, I have a veracity issue, that I'm a psychopath. I can't figure it out.
Later, Ovitz became testy as Stephen Shulman, the attorney for the shareholders, questioned him, sometimes aggressively, about his business dealings before and during his time at Disney.
And Your Honor, I'm very sorry for doing this, and I'll stop talking if you order me to, but Mr. Shulman's asking me questions that are out of context, and I'm not really sure how to continue this because I have no interest in dragging this out any longer than anyone else in this room does, but Mr. Shulman is asking me uninformed questions from a knowledge base that is minimal about a business that I've spent my whole life in and is impeccably complicated.
The judge directed Ovitz to answer the questions and asked him to be more succinct. Shulman has continued to press Ovitz about financial practices at the agency where he worked before joining Disney, as well as multi-million-dollar payments he received from that agency while he was president of Disney. The shareholders apparently are laying groundwork for an argument that Ovitz had conflicts of interest that might have justified Disney in firing him without paying him a lavish $140 million severance package for his 14 months of work. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.